This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff.
This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Vulture. Optimized cloud compute plans have landed at Vulture to deliver lightning-fast processing power courtesy of third-gen AMD EPYC processors without the I/O or hardware limitations of a traditional multi-tenant cloud server. Starting at just $28 a month, users can deploy general-purpose, CPU, memory, or storage-optimized cloud instances in more than 20 locations across 5 continents. Without looking, I know that once again Antarctica has gotten the short end of the stick. Launch your Vulture optimized compute instance in 60 seconds or less on your choice of included operating systems, or bring your own. It's time to ditch convoluted and unpredictable giant tech company billing practices and say goodbye to noisy neighbors and egregious egress forever. Vulture delivers the power of the cloud with none of the bloat. Screaming in the Cloud listeners can try Vulture for free today with $150 in credit when they visit getvulture.com/morning. That's getvulture.com/morning. My thanks to them for sponsoring this ridiculous podcast. Hello and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. I'm Corey Quinn. Let's get right to it. Hacking the Cloud is a community-built encyclopedia of the attacks, tactics, and techniques that offensive security professionals can use when doing their work. This is worth looking into, even if you're not an offensive security professional or, frankly, any kind of security professional of any stripe. I'm not a huge fan of attack simulations for a client that look to the rest of the world like an NPM dependency confusion attack. My opinion of Code White, which is the security firm in question who did such a thing and then at least fessed up to it, has gone from who are they to they seem not to think things through very well, which is arguably worse. I like using DNS as a database, so sure, why not? Using the Windows event logs to hide malware is just as legitimate an approach. This might be the first time that some folks have ever checked their system logs. If you're running an F5 appliance, be it hardware or software, please make sure that you've patched it. Full remote code execution with privileged access is one of those nightmare things to see in your environment. This episode is sponsored in parts by our friend EnterpriseDB. EnterpriseDB has been powering enterprise applications with PostgreSQL for 15 years, and now EnterpriseDB has you covered wherever you deploy PostgreSQL, on-premises, private cloud, and they just announced a fully managed service on AWS and Azure called Big Animal. All one word. Don't leave managing your database to your cloud vendor because they're too busy launching another half dozen managed databases to focus on any one of them that they didn't build themselves. Instead, work with the experts over at EnterpriseDB. They can save you time and money. They can even help you migrate legacy applications, including Oracle, to the cloud. To learn more, try Big Animal for free. Go to biganimal.com/snark and tell them Corey sent you. And Wiz has a blog post up about securing AWS Lambda function URLs. I sure do wish I could slap Cloudflare in front of it to leverage my existing access control mechanisms, but no can has. AWS had a couple of interesting things. Build a strong identity foundation that uses your existing on-premises Active Directory. Now, strong identity foundation and Active Directory on-prem don't seem to go together super well, to my mind. And how to use new Amazon GuardDuty EKS protection findings. After launching this thing and then opting everyone in, then apologizing and undoing that mistake, AWS has now gotten around to explaining how the whole thing works. It's worth a read if you're running both EKS and GuardDuty. And in the world of open source tools, Poro, that's P-O-R-O, scans for publicly accessible assets in your AWS environment. The results might surprise you. Make sure you're sharing what you think you're sharing with the world. And that's what happened last week in the AWS security universe. I'm Corey Quinn. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice, and be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.